Africa's Green Momentum, a call for action at COP29. At COP29, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for action to transform Africa into a global renewable energy leader, emphasizing the continent's untapped potential and the urgent need for investment and reforms. This article was written by Frank Kawonu. Speaking at the event, Africa's Green Momentum, Harnessing Renewables for Industrialization, during COP29 in Baku, Guterres urged world leaders to act decisively to support Africa's clean energy transition, citing the Nairobi Declaration and projects already underway on the continent as evidence of Africa's commitment to clean energy. He highlighted the transformative power of renewable energy to drive industrialization, economic growth, and sustainable development. From Cairo to Cape Town, renewable energy can revolutionize lives, he said, noting its potential to deliver affordable electricity, improve health outcomes, and lower costs for millions. The benefits of renewables extend far beyond energy access, as they offer Africa a chance to spearhead a global clean energy revolution and secure economic prosperity for future generations, Guterres stressed. Update NDCs. The Secretary General called on all countries to update their nationally determined contributions, NDCs, by next year, aligning their policies with global energy transition goals and limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. He underscored the role of these commitments in attracting investment to align national energy strategies with climate action and development priorities. Guterres emphasized that the G20 nations, as the biggest emitters, must take the lead in phasing out fossil fuels. Nevertheless, he urged all countries to seize the opportunity for progress. Overcoming financial barriers. Despite having 60% of the world's best solar resources, Africa accounts for only 1% of installed solar capacity, with 600 million people still lacking electricity access. Guterres called for a fundamental overhaul of the international financial system, urging developed nations to meet their climate finance commitments. He advocated for a new global financial framework that includes innovative funding mechanisms, such as levies on shipping, aviation, and fossil fuel extraction, as well as reforms to multilateral development banks to increase concessional lending. These reforms, the Secretary General said, are critical to bridging the investment gap and driving Africa's clean energy revolution. Critical minerals. Africa's rich deposits of critical minerals essential for renewable energy technologies were another focal point of the address. Guterres bemoaned the exploitation of these resources, which has left African countries at the bottom of global value chains. To address this, he called for a shift toward sustainable and equitable resource management, ensuring that African countries reap the benefits of their mineral wealth. He highlighted the United Nations Panel on Critical Energy Transition Minerals as a tool to embed justice, fairness, and human rights across the critical minerals value chain. Addressing climate injustice, Guterres also spoke about the disproportionate impact of the climate crisis on Africa, which contributes minimally to global emissions but suffers severe consequences. He called for developed nations to double adaptation financing to $40 billion annually by 2025 and to provide substantial contributions to the newly established Loss and Damage Fund. Africa belongs at the forefront of the renewables revolution, Guterres said. Together, we can harness its green momentum to power a prosperous, sustainable future.